there's a guy working for him that first started forging Elvis's name on personal checks of Elvis that he carried around in his briefcase for him in case he never ever needed to want something to buy it. And he's in Vegas and he's losing the money that he makes, his salary and per diem money and everything, and then he started forging Elvis's name on a personal check. So he was let go and told to go ahead and go on back to Memphis. Then, before he was going to leave the next morning, Elvis found out that this guy had also gone into a private compartment of Elvis that he had in there and found some personal pictures, Polaroid pictures, and took some of them. Came out and showed them to some of us. We said, whoa, you know, I don't want to say what they were, but... So anyway, Elvis found out about this and he stewed on it all night. And it just got him more and more and more mad. So all of a sudden the next morning he's up way earlier than he normally gets up. So Red and Elvis went on out there to the plane, and Elvis holds that badge up with his ID and is telling him to, whoa, stop the plane. Well, the pilot thought that Elvis had missed the flight. He recognized Elvis, so he called back to the ground crew and told them to roll the steps back up. So they did. Elvis and Red went up the steps. The stewardess up there opens the door and they go inside. In the meantime, the pilot is there now. And Elvis comes up there and says, well, sorry, sir, to stop the plane, but we're looking for a fugitive. And he said, a fugitive? He said, aren't you Elvis Presley? He said, yes, but I'm also an agent. He showed him that badge. I'm a federal agent and we're looking for this guy. He said, well, was he armed or is he dangerous? And Elvis said, no, he's not dangerous, just something we need to take him in for some questioning and everything. And he said, well, I want my officers to go back there with you. So Red and this officer from the plane started back that way. And so Elvis asked the pilot, says, what time y'all supposed to get in Memphis? He said, Memphis? He said, Mr. Preston, we're going to San Francisco. Elvis said, Red, come on, we got the wrong damn plane. And he called it back up, and Red come running back up. They ran off the thing and came back in. I, in the meantime, come up behind him. About that time, here comes Elvis. He said, walking up, and he said, James, you got the right to, and all that other shit. Get him in the car, let's go, guys. He couldn't think of the Miranda rights, and it was just all that other shit. Let's go. So we get in the car. Now, he's scared. We start driving away. Red's in the back with him. I'm sitting up here driving, and he's sitting here, and all of a sudden he says, y'all take me out to the desert, ain't you? We said, no, James, we're not taking to the desert. He said, well, I want you to know, my daddy knows what time that plane comes in. If he doesn't, if I'm not on it, he's going to want to know why. And I said, well, we'll let him know why. Now, I said, James, you're not going anywhere. You're going to the hotel. Elvis wants to talk to you. When we got up there, here comes Elvis out of that bedroom. Stepped down those three steps, man, started walking, kind of tugs at his belt there and walks up to him and said, why? Why did you do it? And James just sitting there, won't look up at him or anything. You know, son of a bitch, why? Like that. And Red and I both jumped. But it was real quiet. We both jumped straight up. James, I don't know. And all of a sudden he says, tell me. And he reached over and he popped him. And a little ring, a ring in me, it had made a little scratch thing on his forehead. A little trickle of blood starts to. He said, damn, see what you made me do, James. Someone get me a wet cloth. He was upset. He didn't mean to cut him or anything. So whoever was there went in and got a washcloth out of the guest bathroom there. And he starts cleaning up James's head, trying to stop the blood and everything. And then he just kind of sat back on the coffee table and said, James, why? Why would you do this? He said, man, I thought I gave you guys anything you wanted. And then you turn around and you steal from me and you get in my business that you shouldn't be in. And James starts crying and saying, well, I didn't mean to. Elvis, I guess I have a gambling fever or something. And Elvis said, that's not what I'm talking about, James. I said, that's one thing. I'm talking about taking my private possession. He was thinking about those pictures. What was he going to go do with them or whatever? And he wanted to know why. And James couldn't answer him really. Just said, I don't know. I shouldn't have. I'm very sorry. Elvis was getting warming up towards a guy. Now he was feeling sorry for him. You know, he'd gone past the anger and now it was the other way. And Red and I looked at each other and said, uh-uh, Elvis. We knew where he was going. And he looked and he said, you're right, you're right. I said, James, just go on back home. Go get your plane. get on back home, keep your mouth shut, go out there and daddy will give you your week, your payment, and then that's it. And you just keep your mouth shut. And he did. He went back and that was it. But
He knew he was finished.
Yeah.
He knew he was going, he'd never find him in the desert.
That was the funniest part.